All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is DJ Ian here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. We are live with Transatlantic Express for Friday, November the 1st. We're featuring three awesome albums today. Started the show off with 1975's Spartacus from Triumvirate. Then we will have from 1987 Phenomena, led by the late Mel Galley, featuring a whole host of awesome musicians, including Glenn Hughes. And they'll be wrapping up with classic jazz rock fusion from 1977, Bill Bruford's Feel Good to Me. If you've not listened to the show before, we also go out on CJSF 90.1. We're doing a fundraiser for CJSF this week. Well, I'll give you donation details in a bit. We're going to get started with this classic track from Triumvirate. We started off with The Hazy Shades of Dawn. Who is that guitar player? This is the track called The Capital of Power. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog and CJSF 90.1 FM.
sky is red, a bloody shine, deceitful peace. It's just a break the fighters need. Tomorrow's sunrise waits for more. Soon the final dance begins. In the early morning time, think of tomorrow, yesterday's burn. Without hope and hope.
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
so confident.
Listening to the House of Prog on Friday, November the 1st. My name is DJ Ian. We are listening to Triumvirate's classic Spartacus. And a little bit about the album. It's the third album by German group Triumvirate. It's a concept album based on Spartacus, the Thracian gladiator who led the third slave uprising, 73 to 71 BC. Lyrics were written by Hans Baffelt and contributions by Jürgen Fritz. It was originally released in 1975 on EMI. And later distributed in the US on Capitol, which got to number 27 on Billboard album charts, which was quite a thing, getting to 27 with a mostly instrumental album. Helmut Kohlen left the band after this. He died later in a carbon monoxide poisoning, listening to his own compositions in the car. Oh, that's weird. The album was digitally mastered and re-released in EMI. In 2002, and so it is recorded at the EMI Electrola Studios in Cologne, 3rd of February to the 4th of March 1975, and it was preceded by 1974's Illusions on a Double Dimple, and then in 1976, Old Love Dies Hard. So It's got some things going on. It's many will recognise the obvious signs of ELP influence, shall we say? And I know we always say that, but there is a few things. If you listen to it, they're not quite an ELP ripoff, but you know, it's there. All right, the tracks you heard so far were The March to the Eternal City, the title track Spartacus, Capital of Power, and The Hazy Shades of Dawn is what we started off with. Let's move along, right along. This one up is, next one is The Walls of Doom. You are listening to me, Ian Gregson, on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2 Pacific, and this is Triumvirate, right here, live and alive.